Blog Talk Radio.
And you have stumbled across The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives you a full balance of sports, that balance that you look for every day. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they break down all the sports for you and promise not to leave you hungry. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
Baseball season rolls around. When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground?
Hey,
hey. Baseball season's underway.
All right. I'm not going to go any further with that song. Welcome to The Balance, guys. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh, who's calling in today. So glad that you could join us via the Skype line, Mr. Josh, $2 Bill Josh. We've also got here Brian Scott from XRB Radio, Mr. Rob Kendall from Audio Sports Online, and the future Brownsburg Town Council member, R.J. Cunningham of Trackside Review, and, of course, Statman Steve. We've also got a special guest with us today. Chris Davis is with us, so we're going to get right into that. It is opening day, guys. Welcome to Baseball 2011. My name is Tom. So glad that you can join us. $2 Bill Josh, are you ready for some baseball?
I'm ready for some baseball. I'd like to think today's the day that the not-so-talented teams played, as neither the Red Sox or the Phillies are opening their season today. They waited to open the two best teams in baseball tomorrow evening.
So you're waiting. You're just waiting to see what the losers are going to do on Friday nights, right?
Yep.
So were you watching anything? Were you watching any games in particular today?
I watched the Cards. The Cards might be around steep the Cubs for the division title. I can't see them going any farther than that. I believe that game's still tied. Turned it off about a half hour ago.
Well, they were still. I think that game was 3-3 the last I saw it. So it's been some exciting games today. Of course, my team, the Cincinnati Reds, they managed to pull one off. They lost 6-3. Coming toward the they were losing in the bottom of the ninth inning. Got the bases loaded with nobody out. Jay Bruce, unfortunately, struck out. Watched Johnny Gomes hit a sacrifice fly, and then Ramon Hernandez came up with a big three-run blast, walk-off home run. The Milwaukee Brewers, which that's probably going to be a big, big series coming up in the National League Central Division. I expect those two teams to be fighting it out all season long, and nothing better than to watch those two teams start out the season and the Reds get a big, big win over the Brewers.
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of that game. It's a pretty good baseball game. The Reds are certainly a good team. I think they'll win the division again. I can see them sneaking past the Philadelphia Phillies into the World Series. Maybe not this year, maybe this year, probably next year, though.
Yeah, and I think you're going to watch Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and St. Louis fight out for the National League Central. So game first games of the day in the books. And of course, the New York Yankees started their 162-0 run with a win, 2-0 win over the Detroit Tigers. Josh, which of these teams do you expect to see season rolls along?
The New York Yankees are always going to be there. They're always coming right in the thick of contention. You know, they got deep pocketbooks. If they need a part, they can go out and acquire it. I don't know if the Detroit can match that. Detroit has a nice solid young rotation. They have some nice solid skill players, but I don't think they're a playoff team, at least not this year.
Well, Josh, I had to get eared up there. My mics were acting up a little bit. Mr. Kendall, what are your thoughts? Opening day, we know you're a Cub fan. National League Central, is this the year for the Chicago Cubs? Come on.
The first question is Brian Scott your real name, or is that a floor name?
Is that your stage name?
That's
Scott to the stage.
Yeah, that's all the secret only known to me. And my IRS tax man.
And, you know, we should point out also there's some guy pitching for the Cardinals now named Ryan Pallett. It looks like he's out of some bad 1960s hairdo on the mound for the Cardinals.
We should that Mr. Kendall here, Rob Kendall, is a Cub fan, and I'm a Cardinal fan. So it is what it is. So.
The Cubs are still undefeated.
That's right. The Cubs are still undefeated. When was the last time the Cubs went undefeated?
Hope springs eternal on the north side.
And that's right. And also we've got here Mr. Redneck from Philly, Kevin, who is a Philadelphia Phillies fan. And are you a Reds fan, Chris? Or are you you're a Reds fan, Chris?
Me too. Reds.
Chris?
Reds. Well,
Reds? So, okay. Who all is a Reds fan here?
Reds fans.
Cubs fan?
Reds fans.
All right. Guys, we're down here at the Quarter Mile Pub in Brownsburg, Indiana, just right off 56th Street. Come on down. Got a lot of good food, a lot of good drink, a lot of good times here. Got all the games on. I want to thank the Quarter Mile Pub for letting us come out. And this is The Balance. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. A call on Facebook. Our call is 917-889-8516. We'd love to hear from you. Steve, if you could give the mic a little bit there to Chris. Chris, our special guest today is Chris Davis of Experiden. Is that how you say that? Did I say that?
Syria.
Okay.
Syria and Brap Creative.
Okay. Chris, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what you're out here doing, what it is that you promote. And I know you're involved a lot in motocross, so why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, yeah, we are our passion is motocross. My partner and I have raced dirt bikes for many, many years. And my partner's 30 years of marketing, and so we have combined a web design and marketing firm all in one. And so we help small businesses and medium-sized businesses with their marketing. And one of the things that I concentrate on is social media, and I help small businesses. They've always heard over the last several years they need to be using social media. You know, use social media, get into social media. But when you get into it, there aren't good applications to help you grow fans, to promote your business, and to really get connected and help drive that. And so we've developed some applications to help in those different streams to help grow fan bases, to get people engaged, and help promote their business across the social media feeds.
Yeah, being involved in motorsports myself, you know as well as I do that every racer out there needs to get themselves in front of the public, and you've obviously done that with not only the racers. Did you start with the racing avenue, or did you start with the marketing avenue first?
The racing avenue kind of fell in our laps. We always had a passion for that, but we originally started working with main businesses. And my partner loves, in conjunction with motocross, had a saying on it saying BRAP, B-R-A-A-P, and he posted it on Facebook, and a couple of days later we're getting calls from people, where did you get that hat at?
Really?
And all in the motocross realm,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So from there, it just kind of fell into, we created the Brap Creative under our Spiria Indy namesake and started working with some writers, just kind of nonchalantly reaching out saying, hey, we can really promote you, as you said, as racers. You know, a lot of time they're sponsored by teams or by big entities, and they get the entities get the notice. And so what we do more is personal branding, as you would say.
Right, right.
You know, and that has kind of fallen into a neat niche for us, and really
right.
Helping these riders and racers really promote themselves.
Didn't yes. Mr. Sipes win the Indy Lights at the Lucas Oil Stadium?
We're fortunate enough to work with a gentleman out of just south of Louisville, Kentucky, named Ryan Sipes. He's a top-tier professional in the lights class, and we are fortunate enough to be able to work with him. And we have he started a business on the side that has we've helped blossom that business for him, and it's been very fruitful. And in that return, he's got our logos all over him, and we're getting a lot of feedback from that. It's been very interesting how it's all kind of come together for us.
Now, it's amazing how you can use racing and marketing together to help both the racers and other businesses.
Right, and we'll certainly get more into that as the show goes along. And, guys, come on out here to the Quarter Mile Pub, and Chris will be glad to sit down with you and show you what he's got and how he can help you out. If any of you guys are in the audience or interested in marketing your racing team, I know we have a lot of racing teams and race fans that come out here. Just come on up here, and Chris will be glad to talk with you. Now, we got right along here with us also is Mr. Rob Kendall, the man, owner and president of Audio Sports Online. Did I get your title right on there?
You got just about everything right. I didn't find it, though. It was found by somebody else, and I helped
you picked it up and
bit.
Ran with it. Huh? Well, tell us a little bit about Audio Sports Online. And I mean, us in radio, we know about Audio Sports. We know what it is, but tell us a little bit about what you do and how they can find you. And you don't only just work here local in Indianapolis. You work across the nation, correct?
Yeah, we actually exist to keep Brian Scott employed during the fall and winter months.
There you go, Brian. Hey, it's the off-season Brian Scott job.
Yeah. Brian needed some part-time work, and he said, what can you do for me? No. What we do is we're an online streaming company where we take local high schools such as Brownsburg, which is where we're at, or Avon right up the road, and we broadcast their sporting events on the Internet. So we do a radio-style broadcast, but you go to the school's website or wherever they have it linked up at to listen, or we also do video broadcast to watch the game. So let's say it's football season. Brian Scott was the Bulldogs announcer, so let's say the Bulldogs are headed to Lafayette Jeff to take on the game. You want to save that $3.63 a gallon for gas, and you just go to the Brownsburg website, you find the page, click the link, listen to the game, and it's just like being there. And Brian actually does a song and dance number at the end of each contest.
And now I want to see that song and dance. Can you do that for us right now, Brian?
Yeah, it's pretty much just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year on AudioSportsOnline.com.
Oh, that's right.
It's actually Gene Kelly's Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain. Hey, Rob, and you've got another project going on, too. You're running for town council here in Brownsburg.
Yeah,
can you tell us a little bit
about
that?
Yeah, we're running for town council here in Brownsburg, and politics and sports are two things that don't always seem like they mesh, but As the business owner side of me says, we're spending way too much money in this town, and we've incurred way too much debt. So, you know, in life, want to be a part of the fun, put some skin in the game, and put your name on the ballot.
That's right.
But are you old enough to run for office?
Barely. Barely. They made me show two forms of ID or registration.
Oh. Well, guys, as you know, it is opening day, MLB. We've had some great games, and we're certainly going to take some time to break down those games. And, Josh, did you get a chance to look at the Yankee game today? I know they were playing – I know you're a big Yankee fan, correct? Oh, was I wrong on that? Oh, you're a Red Sox fan. But anyway, go ahead and why don't you break down opening day for us, Josh, and tell us a little bit about what's going on opening day, MLB. Brian, feel free to chime in because I know that that your Reds pulled off a great win today against the Milwaukee Brewers, and
hey,
we're watching
Tom,
my Cardinals right now.
You should notice the future first baseman of the Cubs is now at the plate for the Cardinals.
Well, I don't really see that happening. I don't see that happening. I think he'll go anywhere but the Cubs.
When we are talking about Albert Pujols,
we are talking about Albert Pujols
aren't here to
for
watch
those
the game,
that aren't watching
but,
the game, right? So, Josh, tell us a little bit about opening day MLB. Give us our normal wrap up, and I know the Pacers are playing some stuff. Let's just go around the clock with us real quick. We got Final Four coming up here very soon this weekend. Of course, we're going to get into some Butler talk, but Josh, just go around the clock with us real quick on today's games. The Final Four and some wrap up on the NBA and the Pacers, Josh.
Certainly, you know, coming up in the next hour, I have some breaking NASCAR news that I'm not sure that anyone else on the show has heard or been aware of. I just happen to have a connection that told me the story first, and it'll be national news here in a little bit. But as far as MLB opening day goes, I saw a little bit of the Yankees Tigers game. I was impressed. Granderson had a good day. CC Sabathia pitched okay. He ended up with a no decision. surprisingly, I'm a Red Sox fan. But I also like the Yankees. How can you not like the Yankees? They're good for baseball. You can make any argument you want. Go back in history. The Yankees struggle. Baseball struggles. There's just something about the Yankees-Sox rivalry.
Josh, I know how you can say that you don't like the Yankees. You're a Red Sox fan. You are a Red Sox fan. I mean, it's kind of like there's certain things in life. You're a Red Sox fan. You don't like the Yankees. I mean, I don't even think if you get free tickets behind home plate at Yankee Stadium, you turn them down.
I'm with you there. Now, you're a Reds fan. Your Reds pulled off a win today against the Milwaukee Brewers.
Go Reds.
And we'll want to break that game down there. So, Josh and Brian Scott, tell us a little bit about that Reds game. Josh, did you have anything else to say about that that Yankee game today?
No, I did sit down at 2:10 this afternoon. I happened to take the day off.
Did you say 2:10 this afternoon?
Yeah, 2:10 was the first.
What was the second clock?
Afternoon. Yes.
I'm kidding with you. Go ahead.
I sat down at 2:10 this afternoon. I turned on the Reds Brewers game for most of the day. The Reds looked like they were still in spring training, like they thought they were still on vacation to whatever town. I don't know if the Reds go to Arizona, Florida. I don't know where they have spring training, but it appeared they were still in spring training. But the best first baseman, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure this guy plays first base, and if he does, he's the best first baseman in baseball. Joey Votto looked really good.
Well, Joey Votto, of course, he is the returning MVP of the National League. The Reds, I found it surprising that Dusty Baker decided to start Edinson Volquez in this afternoon's game. Volquez, who had issues finding the strike zone all spring, and, of course, he's coming off of TJ surgery last year. He also had a little bit of an issue having to due to, I don't know, some...
Was he on the joist?
He was on the joist. The man was on the joist.
Was he on the joist?
He was on the joist. But, I mean, I thought it very interesting that Baker decided to start Volquez today, considering he had issues finding the strike zone. And early in this game, it really wasn't that he couldn't find the strike zone. He found the strike zone too much when the first two Milwaukee Brewer batters come up and jack it out of the yard. Back-to-back home runs to start your season. Reds are quickly down 3-0. They get a run back in the second inning. They go into the top of the ninth, or the bottom of the ninth, excuse me, trailing 6-3. But the Reds, as they did 42 times last season, they managed to come back. They get the bases loaded with nobody out. Jay Bruce strikes out. Johnny Gomes hits a sacrifice fly. And then Ramon Hernandez steps up with a big three-run homer, walk-off homer to win. So I don't think Dusty Baker really wanted streak of a 42 come from behind wins. You'd kind of like to get your wins when you were leading going.
Boy, you are like a parent whose kid just got an A in school. Wow.
Pace yourself. It's a long season, yeah, Mr. Scott.
And Mr. Kendall here is thinking that the Cubbies are going to go 162-0. And as of tonight, he is not wrong.
You know what? My Cubs, my wife is a Cubs fan, so. You know,
I feel for her too.
I'm a Cardinal fan. We actually had to have marriage counseling on that at the beginning before we ever.
Brian has yet to admit the biggest problem with his team, though, and he mentioned him in his opening monologue there, which is very impressive, by the way. How long did it take you to memorize that, Dusty Baker?
There you go.
Dusty Baker. I still think he gets a little bit of a bad rap about the pitching. He's ridden his horses. I will admit to that in the past. But this past year, I thought he did a pretty good job using his middle relief. The question is, do you have any middle relief to use? The Reds right now have two of them are starting pitchers in Johnny Cueto and Homer Bailey, and his third is a middle reliever in Jared Burton. They might have some issues in that middle of that lineup. But I still find it some of Baker's, and I'll admit, Robbie, some of his decisions about pitching can be
the
dubious.
Term highly delusional.
Well, I don't know about delusional. I'll say dubious because, like I said, I wasn't expecting.
Did you watch the 2002 World Series?
Well,
were you there for the Marlins Cubs playoffs in 2003?
Yes, but who was the last manager to get him that far in the playoffs?
Oh, that's like that's such a convoluted form of logic there, Brian Scott.
All right, and we've also got one of the founding fathers here, Josh, with us of the balance. You are that old. The redneck from Philly. So glad that you could join us again this week, Mr. Kevin Chapman, the redneck from Philly. Now, Josh, I know that you and Kevin have a in the Red Sox on a personal note. So does it carry over again to this year, Josh and Kevin? What's going on with the Phillies? Go ahead, Josh.
I think it does carry over to this year, but as far as the Reds go, at least I'm not a big Reds fan, but I'm somewhat of a Reds fan. At least we didn't spin in Ryan Sandberg's face when he was up for the manager job. What were the Cubs thinking?
Quatty is going to shock a lot of people this year. And I know, Brian, you don't believe this, and nobody else does, but I'm telling you, he was the right guy for the job. What was he, 15 games over 500 last year when he took control of the team, 12 games over 500, I think it was?
How many games were they out of 500?
Well, that wasn't his fault.
There's not a lot of pressure on you when you're down that far.
Hey, look, they didn't have a logical replacement. Sandberg was not ready for that job.
Hey, see that, and from what I've heard from Major League, he was ready. That's why he's currently in the Phillies organization for when Manuel steps down.
Think about the guy. Instead of continuing to sit there and say, hey, if the guy fails next year, you're the lead candidate for the job, he took his bag and went back where he came from, which is Philadelphia.
Go ahead. Any thoughts there, Redneck from Philly?
Well, as far as Josh goes, he is right that Boston-Philly rivalry is carried over to this year. And this year, I think we'll actually see the World Series us face each other with the Phillies having, as of right now, probably the best pitching staff out there, starting rotation. Yet now they have to prove it. On paper, we are the best pitching staff. Now we just have to prove it. Boston, I think, is coming into the season on paper again. And they have to prove it with the best offensive team out there when it comes to the lineup. So I think both of our teams have some stuff to prove. I hope that what I've seen in the preseason or with the Phillies pitching staff, I've seen Halliday get jacked a couple times, Oswald get jacked, and, of course, with the baseball. So I'm hoping that that doesn't carry over, but I still think that as of right now, the only team that worries me in the National League is the Braves. And I do think they are a threat to the Philly, not just in our division, but in the National League in whole.
Philly's got four frontline starters. Who comes in after?
Blanton. Which, you know, our fifth spot, we do have some need there. But, you know, there's not a pitching staff out there or a team out there that has five guys that all of them are aces. So to have our first four guys with the caliber that they have, like I said, we have a lot to prove. And if Philly doesn't make it to the World Series this year, I love John Manuel as a coach, but I hate to say it. If they don't go this year, I foresee his future in Philly very, very short. Philly fans, we are probably about the biggest jerks out there when it comes
to
being
fans. Yeah,
you
guys got it covered, man.
A Veterans Stadium, when it was built, and even when we built the new stadium, had a jail in it. We had our own magistrate, our own police department. I mean, I went and watched a game, and I saw Santa Claus get beat up at halftime because we were losing. Now, in defense of Philadelphia, I got to defend Philadelphia. If that was truly Santa Claus, we would not have been losing. So, you know, it was a fake, and that's why we beat them up at halftime.
Well, guys, we want to thank you so much for joining us here on The Balance. As usual, every Thursday night, we're going to be right here at the Quarter Mile in Brownsburg. It is opening day, MLB. Of course, whether or not you're a baseball fan or not a baseball fan, of course, so obviously we are all baseball fans. Opening day, there's just something about it. It's like Christmas Day in the summertime, or early spring, I should say, not in the summertime. I want to thank the guys out at the Bloodhound Underground Utility Locators here in Brownsburg for helping us out with the show today, the people here at the Quarter Mile, and Chaps Catering Service, and I know that you have as well.
And, guys, also we want to push Mr. Rob Kendall a little bit running for town council. Believe me, he's got a lot of great ideas. He'd love to talk with you about it. Come on by here and talk with Rob Kendall running for county council here in Brownsburg. And, of course, we've got Chris Davis here that's going to talk. Would love to talk to you a lot about what's going on in social media and how he can help you out. We'll be right back. And what we're going to do when we get back, guys, we're going to really break down this season across the board, Josh and Brian and guys, and we're going to kind of take our picks on who we think is going to – how the season's going to end up and who's going to end up there toward the end of the season. Again, this is opening day, MLB. This is The Balance.
Do you like what you hear on The Balance in Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
You know, that's kind of premature, don't you think?
Hey, I was doing it for the purposes of Rob Kendall.
Do you want to do a little history lesson on that song?
Go ahead, Rob. Let's go ahead.
That song was written by a guy named Steve Goodman, who was the writer of the song The City of New Orleans.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe in the curse?
No.
Okay. Every cup fan I ask doesn't believe in it.
The only curse is in the front office. It works its way down, man.
You know, I know who you look like now. You look like that guy that caught that foul ball that one time
man.
That screwed up. You look just like him.
Now, let me ask you, Robbie.
If
the Cubs have issues in there, how long does Hendry last?
Well, he should have been gone last year.
I agree.
And I think that's your biggest problem, is not the manager. It's the goofs they put on the field.
Because you look at some of the contracts those Cubbies have, and I'm looking out in left field.
Are you saying Soriano might be slightly overpaid?
just a tad.
Well, they've got about $35 million coming off the books next year, which I don't know how much a first baseman that plays for the Cardinals would command, but
a lot more than the Cubs can pay him. That's for sure.
Didn't you hear the wishful thoughts in
voice? I heard that. That's raining down from some leprechaun.
No, seriously,
somewhere.
How could you let your franchise player get into a final year of his contract unsigned?
It's
how
St. Louis.
Possible?
You know what? Here's the thing, and I think really what it amounts to is it was two sides, and we've heard both sides of the story. The thing is, we've got him all year long. He's focused. He doesn't want to really look at anything till the end of the year. I think that it'll all get worked out. Basically, what it amounts to, he wants $30 million over 10 years, and that's rough for any franchise to change or to sign, and if I as an owner, I would have a hard time signing. Even if it's Albert Pujols, he'd be 42 years old when that contract is up. So I think they'll come to some sort of agreement. He'll stay right there in St. Louis, and it'll just be a topic that us media people get to sit around and talk about.
I'll tell you what. If he does come to the Cubs, I'll buy tickets for us next year so
fair
we can
enough.
Go to the
season
game.
Season tickets?
Just buy tickets to the Cubs Cardinals so we can go to Wrigley Field and watch Albert Pujols to the Cubs uniform.
And the problem I'm going to see with Pujols is, he's wanting this big deal. He's wanting all this money. And if not, he wants to go somewhere where he's going to win. Look at the teams that are winning. What do most of them have in common? Really good first baseman. And not to saying that Albert Pujols isn't going to make some team better. Is he going to make them that much better for the money for who you already have? I mean, you're not the Reds aren't going to get rid of Joey Votto for Albert Pujols.
Josh, what are your – feel free to chime in here, Josh, because we can't see your visual cues. So go ahead and just kind of talk or breathe heavy. Are you – what are you doing?
Seriously, I'm actually watching the cards fall apart at the moment.
Is that why you're breathing heavy there? I don't know. Are you just getting excited to see Albert Pujols? Or what? Why are you breathing so heavy?
I was working out right before I called in. But as far as Albert Pujols goes –
sure, that's what they're calling it these days.
I'm here to
pump you up.
I want to pump you up.
You can do it. Anyway, I'm just kidding with you, Jack. Go right ahead.
Let me take you to a different sport for a moment. It actually has deals with Albert Pujols. LeBron James had the same situation. If he wanted to re-sign with Cleveland, he could have done it before the season started. If Albert really, really, really wanted to be a Cardinal, and I mean, he really wanted to be a Cardinal, he'd have a deal done. I think he realizes in St. Louis he won the one World Series. That's all he's ever going to win there. I don't see him being a Cub. I can see him being a Yankee, being the DH there.
He does not see the Cubs. And believe me, $2 bill, Josh.
Like a man knows what's
he
going
does
on.
Nothing but work out and watch baseball.
Well, that's debatable. But.
Go ahead, Josh. We're just razzing with you.
I could see him being a Dodger. I could see him being a Yankee DH. I could see him replacing Big Pappy, whose contract's up at the end of the year.
You know, it's I was going to say, Josh, it's funny that you brought up the Dodgers. I was talking to Mark Timmons, Dodger Talk right here. Well, he's actually here in Indianapolis. A lot of you might know him, especially if you're Dodger fans. And he's a really one of the few bloggers that actually have full media credentials for the Dodgers. And I was talking to him, and he has a very interesting theory, and I hope to have him on the show next week. He has a very interesting theory about Pujols possibly going to the Dodgers, and I think that if he goes anywhere, that would be where he goes, would be the Dodgers.
How are they going to pay him?
The McCourts, right now, they don't have the money, and they're not. Nobody's going to spend that kind of money in L.A. right now. I don't, you know, until that whole situation, I mean, they're letting guys go left and right as it is because they don't have the money.
Well, I like Don Mattingly out there. I think he's doing a great job, and I think that he has a good opportunity to have a lot of good things. And Don Mattingly has a lot of respect, and this is an exciting time for him to see how he's going to mold that. He's obviously had one of the greatest coaches, and I know you don't want to hear this, Josh, but let's face it, he was a Yankee, but at the same time, he has one of the greatest coaching mentors around, in my opinion, as far as Joe Torre. Now, don't get me wrong, La Russa is still the best coach out there, but you know
who?
I'm just saying.
Who is that?
I have to disagree with that statement. Joe Torre is a great manager, but as far as Tony La Russa is going, yeah, he's a great manager. But as far as Joe Torre goes, if the Red Sox fail to win the World Series, and I'm going to go ahead and make my pick right now. In the 2011 World Series, it's going to be Red Sox over Phillies in seven games and a classic series. But if not, it's time for Shohei Ohtani to go.
You work way too hard. you strained yourself. You worked out too hard, brother, to think Philly, it's going to be seven games, Boston over. You need to lighten out your workout, okay?
Sure thing, buddy. But if Francona does leave or is get fired, as is, there's the rumors that if the Red Sox don't win the World Series, it could happen. I think Joe Torre is going to look great in Red Sox colors.
I don't think Joe Torre is going to go to the Red Sox. Kendall, Scott, what do you guys think about that?
Well, Joe Torre's actually got a really cushy job right now.
Yeah.
He works for Major League Baseball. He gets to sit up in an office. He can go to any game he wants to go to. He can pretty much do whatever he wants to do. He doesn't have to worry about some owner breathing down his back or some petulant second baseman not doing what he wants him to do. He can sit there and do whatever he wants. He gets paid a really nice, cushy salary, and he's in one of those jobs. I mean, Bud Selig's term is up next year. I mean, as commissioner of baseball. If you've got, I don't know who's going to come in as the next commissioner. I know Kendall, if he doesn't get the town council job, he's probably going to go for the baseball commissioner job. Do you want to be the one that that kicked Joe Torre out of baseball. I mean, Joe's getting up in age where I don't think he's going to be doing anything as a manager, but he's got a pretty cushy job. I don't really see Torre going anywhere else.
Why would he? I mean, you're right. The job he has right now, he doesn't have the pressures. He doesn't have the stress of coaching. Why would you go from that type of position back into, especially coming from the Yankees, the last place you would want to go? Imagine how Torre now
he's had both coasts. He's been in New York. He's been in L.A.
Right.
The only place left is Chicago.
Well, yeah. Well, no, he has class, so he won't be there. But you think about Torre being a pinstripe guy now going into Boston to coach, and then Boston coming to New York to play. I don't think Torre has enough. I mean, that would be an ugly, ugly situation.
He could always ask Roger Clemens.
He could ask Roger Clemens.
Knew a lot about that.
I know we got a guy here behind the scenes, and we don't put you out in public. We don't let you out too often. But Mr. Statman Steve, he is the guy that keeps us in the know. But I know that you're a big
Rays
fan, and I want to know the story behind that. How can a guy like you, and those that know you. How can a guy like you be a Rays fan? I don't
best
get it.
Best team in baseball.
Is that high school? Or what level are they at? I mean,
I think they're in baseball.
That's who the Indians open up against.
Win the series this year.
That's who the Indianapolis Indians open up against.
I know you and Kendall are at the same table, but you don't have to share.
That's right. Well, hey guys, awesome. What we want to do is we want to take a little time to, especially for our uneducated, but we'll use that word.
Uninitiated is a little
uninitiated.
Bit
listeners who might don't follow the minor league teams, and what I'd like to do real quickly, and then I want to kind of get into our picks throughout the year, and then I kind of want to just jump into some basketball talk because we do have Butler basketball and stuff. But what I want to do is talk about the Indianapolis Indians. I know we were just talking about this in our production meeting this afternoon, that the Indianapolis Indians actually have a contest where you get to pick the design of the field.
Just till midnight tonight.
And so, Brian or Robin, feel free to jump in anytime here, or Josh as well. What I want to do is talk a little bit about the Indianapolis Indians. Of course, they're the AAA team for the Pittsburgh Pirates, the minor league team. And also, of course, any other minor league team that you'd like to talk about that feeds into your team. And those that would like to, go ahead and jump in and give us just a quick learning lesson of why it's so important to stack deep in your it's all about. Kendall or guys?
Well, I just wanted to say, if you want to vote on the way they're going to cut the lawn this season, you only have to do it till midnight tonight.
Okay.
The contest is over tonight, or promotion or whatever it is. So it's IndiansBaseball.com, I think, is their
yes.
website. You get on there and you vote for four different styles, and they're going to cut it the way they vote on it.
And that'll be the opening night deal for the Indianapolis Indians. You can go online, vote for your favorite style, and then for opening night, they're going to cut it the way you asked it.
And, ladies and gentlemen, I did spend two seasons working alongside the great Howard Kelman.
Kelman. I don't know which is a greater voice, Howard Kelman or Tom Carney out there at the 500.
You know, our favorite
both very notable
here. I thought you were going with tires screeching or...
You know, our favorite thing with Howard was one of like the last old school broadcasters, so as the radio producer, you'd oftentimes be doing other things while the game is going on than paying attention to the game, and Howard would before the pitch, and he'd be sitting there going, I was playing solitaire. Did he take a break?
That's great. That's classic.
Well, minor leagues, as we were talking about, it is important to most teams, and I think a great example would be the Cincinnati Reds. Marge Schott destroyed. Yeah, she was doing something with cigarettes and alcohol and big dogs, who knows what else. But
didn't she have some infamous quote about Hitler too?
And what happened was the Reds, their farm team and their scouting system was destroyed. And I mean, that's and when you go back and look at how long the Reds were
out of
the playoffs.
Is that Pete Rose? Was Pete Rose at the game?
If he was, well, they are showing the Reds highlights.
Are we going to get into a conversation of whether or not Pete Rose should be back in baseball or not?
Just like Pete Rose.
but she decimated that farm system and that scouting system. And unfortunately, the guy that not unfortunately, the guy that really doesn't get as much credit for bringing that system up was the general manager before the current one, Rain Kripke. And Kripke really did a good job of bringing that whole system back. And, of course, we know he got summarily let go, and we all know who the GM is today, right? But the Reds now, if you look at this team, you got Travis Wood, you have Mike Leake, you've got a bunch of young players. You look at Joey Votto, Jay Bruce, Drew Stubbs, who hit a home run today. Juan Francisco now is backing up third base behind Scott Rowland. Wayne Kripke was also one of the guys that was instrumental in bringing Brandon Phillips over. It's a young team, and a lot of that has to do with building up scouting and building up the minor leagues.
See, Tom, Brian's an interesting study in psychology here because you hear the enthusiasm he has about his farm team. He knows every player at every level, whereas you and I,
that's right.
We don't even know who's on the current team, much less the farm team.
I do like the Indians, though. I have to admit, though, every year I get excited about what the Pittsburgh Pirates are doing out there with the Indians. And because I do follow the Indians very well, I think they have such a great farm system. But yet when they get up to the Pirates, something happens. I don't know if they go into this Bermuda Triangle or what happens.
You know, in years past, and Robbie will know what this term is, they were cubby eyes. Now, I don't know what we call it. You've never heard of that? Robbie knows what that term is.
Explain that to the redneck from Philly, because I have no clue what cubby eyes
are. Go ahead,
you're
Robbie.
In the Navy,
you know
and
exactly
you
what it is.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, for years you'd get a lot of players that came over, and I'm trying to think. I think it was Kingman. When Dave Kingman came over, and he goes, and they finally let those, he goes, you know, it took years to get over my cubbiness.
Yeah.
You know, he said, I got cubby eyes, because you get to that, just that whole thing about losing. It becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of you. And as Rob's saying, yeah, I'm getting excited about the Reds. I've been a Reds fan since the first game I ever went to, the 72 World Series. I've gone through the downstrides. I've gone through the upswings. When you played for the Cubs, they say, and really for the Cubs, it's fair to say, they really, okay, maybe they're not toward the top of it, but they're also not sitting down where the Houston Astros and the Pirates are residing right now.
Now, hey, Josh,
yeah,
you do follow the Reds farm system very, very, very deeply. Actually, when I tell you Josh does nothing but watch sports,
that's debatable.
That's what he does. I mean, that's what he says he does.
There you go.
I don't know. He's got two bats that work all the time. But other than that, he does watch baseball all the time and knows a lot about the farm system for the Boston Red Sox for us there, Joshua.
Hey, Josh, can I ask a question first?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you think
again?
Of...
what are you doing there, buddy? He's working out again.
What do you think of Manny going back to Boston in a Rays uniform?
I'm not a problem. I don't have a problem with that. I'm a Red Sox fan, which means I'm not a Manny Ramirez fan because I like people to put team before I. But I wish him the best of luck in Tampa Bay. I do miss Johnny Damon, but the best of luck to Tampa Bay. Have fun finishing third in the division. But as far as the... Red Sox farm team goes, we have what in 2 years people is going to revolutionize the way shortstop has ever been played in the game of baseball. When this guy's career's over, he has the potential to make people go Ozzie Smith, Derek Jeter. Who are they? Some slug, some second rate shortstop. A name to keep an eye on.
It's affecting you.
Hey, we need to congratulate Brian on sharing that childhood memory there. I know it was a great 30th birthday present.
I'll tell you what, I'm right there with him. I just turned 42, and I'm a grandpa now. I am. Grandpa or grandma?
Grandpa. Good when that man you. Came to your daughter's door, or was it the other way around?
I have a son.
Oh, okay. So,
I have a son.
Ask,
so.
Are you cleaning your shot?
Go, boy. Go. Now, my son, he's in the Marines out in North Carolina, and I was thinking maybe we'd get him to call in, but I know he's listening, but his wife's grandparents are out there
So I know he's listening to the show. He did tell me that. So he sent me a text that he is listening. And he's a Cardinal fan as well. So I totally forgot what I was saying there. I got all just talking about how old you were at 42.
We were asking,
how old I
we
was
were
at 42.
About Josh and who is
right.
That's what it was. Right. Everything.
Because when he comes on the field, it's going to be a, lights are going to go on.
Hallelujah.
Guys, we got about 15 minutes left of the balance section.
Wait a minute. I still don't know who this shortstop is.
Go ahead, Josh. Who's this shortstop you keep talking about?
His name is Jose
Iglesias. If it's one of your workout partners, go ahead, Josh.
His name is Jose Iglesias. He's 21 years old. He has the best glove I've ever seen. He's the fastest baseball player I've ever
singer?
Seen.
Jose Iglesias, when he was singing?
No, he's a comedian. He's the one who talks about being fluffy. The five levels of fatness.
We're just having a lot of fun. Guys, it's opening day, MLB. We're out here at the Quarter Mile Pub in Brownsburg. Come on out. Rob Kendall is running for Brownsburg Town Council. Come out, shake his hand. I think he's doing some photo ops and that sort of stuff. He's even kissing some babies.
I've been endorsed by Tom.
That's right.
I don't know
totally
if I'd say
endorsed.
That.
You do not want that on the ballot. Oh, my goodness. But give us a call, guys, 917-6. One of the things I want to talk about on a serious note, Steve, if you can grab the mic there as well. We got two things that we want to talk about on a serious note here that they're pushing here at the Quarter Mile Pub. Miss Angela Phillips, who used to work here at the Quarter Mile Pub, is suffering from breast cancer. And if you'd like to join her and her loved ones in the race for the cure, it'll be held Saturday morning, April 16th at IUPUI. For more information, you can visit www.kom. What is that, Brian?
That is Komen.
ComanIndy.com.
The Komen Race for the Cure.
On this site, you can also join Team Angela and make donations for any causes or donations. Greatly appreciated.
It is a great cause. And
did
you,
I fart or something? What's going on?
No. I hate to say this during the serious moment, but I've got to know. Josh, what gym do you work out at?
Here I am trying to have a serious moment about Race for the Cure.
How can I have a serious
He just finished a 26-mile run with his dogs.
They were barking the whole time, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to know what gym, because this is some heavy breathing going on.
Well, we'll get back to that after the break. But go ahead, Steve, and tell us a little. I know you've got your mother-in-law.
Right.
Stepmother. Who has...
She's a double mastectomy survivor, and she was stage 4 cancer, and she came back from that. And she had uterine cancer, and she's stage 4 cancer again. She came back from that. She's doing the Walk for Life at Decatur Central High School on the track. It's where they walk around the track for 24 hours, and you can buy things. They have a survivor's walk where your survivors and your caregiver actually walk around the track. People clap. I'm going to have her call in next week and explain everything about the project, but they raise a lot of money for cancer.
Right.
It's a good deal.
And it's a great cause, so Race for the Cure, and I know that Balance gets behind that. And, guys, we'd love to hear from you and talk. 1-7-8-8-9-8-5-1-6. You can post on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com, or on our Facebook, The Balance. You can even post something on Brian's Scott's Facebook page. Look for Brian Scott, right? Rob Kendall running for Brownsburg office, and then Chris is going to get into his Facebook page as well. So we're all over Facebook and Twitter. You can certainly Twitter as T-Balance, or send us just a good old-fashioned email at tbalance@ymail.com, and we'd love to hear more from you. When we get back, guys, we're going to talk for the last few minutes. We're going to talk about those Butler Bulldogs being in the Final Four. And some BCU and some also a little bit of probably some women's basketball when we get back.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All right, it is Party in the USA, and we're partying right down here at the Quarter Mile.
Wow.
Wow. Quarter Mile Pub in Brownsburg. You know, I was thinking about Blue, the Bulldog, and I think it kind of the pug, it all came together. But also want to thank Bloodhound Underground Utility Locators here in Brownsburg. Give them a call before you guys do your deep digging. And the Quarter Mile Pub here in Brownsburg. Come on out and see us. We're going to be here for about another hour. We're also going to be giving away some prizes. We've got some dinner at O'Charley's. We've got a free tire rotation. We've got some tickets for the Speed Drum to give away. So come on down here to the Quarter Mile Pub in Brownsburg. Got some of the best waitresses in town, I can tell you
prettiest
that.
Too.
Bring you all kinds of food and drink, and come on out and watch the games as well. Now, Steve, if you want to give Rob the mic back real quick, what we want to talk about is it's Final Four weekend. It's also Final Four here in the Indianapolis area, women's Final Four. Butler's in the Final Four.
I used to work for Butler, too. I pretty much work for every sport.
You work for everybody.
Is there anywhere you haven't
worked? He just
keeps
getting fired. That's the thing.
If we got another hour, you can ask him about his ABA days.
He just got his worker's permit last year, so I'm still trying to figure out how he has worked everywhere.
You know, I actually worked for Butler the year they went to the Sweet 16. They beat Louisville to go to the Sweet 16. And what was it? Was it 04?
04.
You
all
worked
years,
there.
All those years run together. I was just the guy in the studio. I was Chris Denary was the play-by-play guy.
I know Chris Denary. He's a good guy. We need to get him on the show sometime. I knew him before he was anybody.
Yeah, we call Denary the modern-day broadcaster. Why? Because he puts on a suit and he goes to work every day.
I knew him when he was doing broadcast part-time and worked for the occupational hospital or whatever was in marketing for a while.
Well, we knew him for years because he was with, was it Methodist, Brian? Was that who he was with?
Yeah.
He was the purchasing agent for Methodist.
He's made it big now, huh?
Oh. Yeah, he's gone way up the charts. He used to advertise on Butler football and everything else. So
there we go. Well, anyway, we got in the Final Four. Guys, let's break down the Final Four, both women's and men's. We don't want to miss out the men's. And, Josh, go ahead and give us your thoughts on the Final Four, and we'll take our picks on how that's going to happen. And we got about 7 minutes to make it happen, guys. So real quickly, Josh.
I'm actually going to go to Hinkle Fieldhouse Saturday, and they're having a community viewing party for all of those who couldn't make it to Houston. I'm going to pick Butler to beat VCU. I'm going to pick Kimba Walker to destroy Kentucky. And as much as I would love to make this pick for the hometown fans, I'm sorry, I can't. There's no way to justify picking Butler over Kentucky or UConn. I cannot justify that, but I'm actually going to the Women's Final Four. I hope to be. I haven't got that confirmed yet, but look for UConn to just dominate the whole weekend and win their third national title in the last 4 years.
I got three letters for you, VCU, baby.
Well, yeah, VCU is another really young coach that has done some great things with the ball team. But the heart that, and I know both VCU and Butler both beat number one teams, seeds to get there and all that other stuff. But I think that even though it's away from here, I think the experience that Butler has and the determination they have, I don't know if it's so much the talent that Butler has over VCU, because I think talent-wise, VCU probably could beat them. But I think the experience that they have is what's going to enable Butler to win. It's going to come down to the last minute, just like every other Butler game.
He makes an interesting point. Does anybody believe any of these four teams are really good? No, probably not. Therefore, if no team is really good, it's kind of who's playing the best. And
yeah.
I think VCU's playing the best.
Yeah, and I like Butler to get past
Homer.
VCU.
We should point out Scott has also worked for Butler.
Yeah, I have also worked for Butler. I think Butler, it's pretty much the way it's been the entire tournament. The only way you're going to beat Butler is if you beat them in transition. You get back, you can beat them to the offensive end. because they're too fundamentally sound. They run, they don't turn the ball over that well or that often. They run good set offensive plays. But if you can beat them back down the court, which is something I thought both Pitt and Florida would do, and instead they decided to just pull up for jump shots. You're not gonna beat Butler that way. And those two teams had better athletes getting up and down the floor in transition. Kemba Walker is great. I think UConn is something to be said. I just kind of wonder when the magic's going to run out. And that Kentucky Ohio State game, Kentucky was athletic. I mean, they got over. They were able to guard Ohio State's backcourt players very well. They did a good job with Harrelson against Sullinger. I think it's going to come down to Kentucky and Butler, and I think Kentucky does.
Doesn't VCU's coach seriously look like some ball boy that they just said put a tie on him and said, hey, now you're the coach?
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're going to go shaka.
And if I could interrupt for a minute.
Yeah.
There's nobody happier right now than Matt Painter staying at Purdue, not even Purdue University, than Butler University, because I guarantee if he would have left Purdue University, would have already talked to Brad Stevens and handed him a blank check.
Guys, I'm sorry. I would not have turned down $2 million. So I don't know what's behind the scenes, what's going on there, what kind of money they promised him. Maybe you guys know, but I would not have turned down $2 million.
Well, how much is he getting from Purdue to stay?
That would be the question. I don't know.
He's now getting $2.5 million. If I was told right, he's now getting $2.5 million a year. He basically now has a Purdue, what Bobby Knight had at IU, if I heard the press conference right. He tells the athletic director what he wants. In this case, for those of you who didn't watch the Jim Tressel press conferences, the athletic director said, I hope Tressel doesn't fire me. Morgan Burke just gave Matt Painter the power, basically to tell Morgan Burke, I want a new AD, if I understood the press conference correctly.
And I think that's one of the things, athletic director in the university, you commit to something. I mean,
right.
he's watched. They're doing some nice things to the arena up there, but he still doesn't feel like that Purdue was behind him.
I'm an IU grad, so I don't really care either way.
Well, I'm an IU grad too. What is going
IU
on tonight?
And
I know. I'm an IU grad, so
wow.
we're there, Rob, together.
Well, they were my vote.
Wait a minute, are you an IU PUI grad with an IU
side? I went to
IUPUI,
but the
I'm
diploma
IU
says
blue.
IU. So I tell all the important
all
people,
the cool
yeah, I went
people
to IU. I graduated from IU.
I'd no, stick I with the IUPUI though.
I know. Josh is saying one more year for Coach Crean. If they can't make it happen this year, we've got to let him go. What are your thoughts?
I think the big thing is they got to make good with Bob Knight, and I don't care what it is or how they do it, but until they do it,
they
got to
kiss
laugh.
And make up. He's never coming back. He's
so
never
the Bob
coming
Knight,
back.
No,
he's
but
gone.
What I'm saying
the
is
Knight
until he's good, or there's a lot of people like me who just kind of stopped being IU basketball fans just because we're Bob Knight fans.
Mm-hmm. So you don't believe in the Cubs?
I just think it's bad energy.
There's a Knight curse in the IU.
Well, guys, we got about 2 minutes left here. Real quickly, Mr. $2 Bill Josh, I know that you're joining us via Skype tonight. And we'd love to have you do the two-minute wrap-up. So go ahead and jump into the two-minute wrap-up.
Welcome
buddy.
To another episode of the wrap-up.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the right soundbite.
Hey, Josh, real quick, are you going to be here next week?
I have not as of yet decided, but
okay, well,
today,
as one of the founding fathers, I want to bring back something really quick that we had at the other shop. If Josh is back next week, the first five ladies to come in here, I've got a liquid for them of their choice, and then I'll give them one of the appetizers. So an appetizer and a liquid of their choice is on me for the first five ladies to come in here just to meet Josh. And there has to be a photo.
Hey, Josh, we got like about a minute or so, a minute and a half left. Go ahead and do the two-minute wrap-up for us, buddy.
I appreciate that, Kevin, but Josh is off the market at the moment. But Albert Pujols has officially started his last year with St. Louis, and tomorrow the Red Sox and the Phillies get going. And Saturday night, it looks like Butler's going to beat VCU and then get killed by either Kentucky or UConn on Monday.
All right, guys, I tell you what, an exciting time here. Like I said, it's opening day. This has been The Balance. Stay right here for the second hour. Josh, you going to join us for the second hour?
Sure am.
Okay. Guys, make sure you stick around for the second hour. I know Brian Scott's going to be here. for the second hour. When we get back, it's Trackside Review Radio Style. We're talking racing with RJ Cunningham, Statman Steve, and I know RJ's got a great guest here. Chris is going to talk a lot about social media and racing. We got Red and Brian Scott. We're live right here at the Quarter Mile Pub in Brownsburg. We'll be right back for Trackside Review Radio Style.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Welcome back to The Balance. Now we turn it over to Trackside Review Radio Style. We got us Mr. RJ Cunningham, owner.
And Statman Steve here.
And Statman Steve. We got along with us Chris at Redneck Philly. We're going to talk racing for the next hour. Mr. Brian Scott, knowledgeable as you were in the first hour, So really, feel free to chime in anytime you want, but go right ahead.
Do they still have four wheels?
Yeah, except for the motorcycles, which they have two wheels on the motorcycle.
We were talking about bicycle racing, right?
No. Although they do have BMX bikes, I suppose I could report on that, too. But I prefer the four-wheel kind myself. Go ahead.
One thing I'd like to add is I opened up an email address, statmansteve@yahoo.com. If you've got any questions, anything, just give me an email and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So
that's right. And I know you got a blog coming up, so we're gonna certainly put that on the Trackside Review part. Statman Steve's thoughts. Chris, so glad that you stuck around for the first hour and that you're here with us. And we're gonna talk racing and
even though I'm mad at him for playing golf today myself.
That's right. So really, we're gonna let RJ Cunningham over the driver's seat, and Brian and I will be backseat drivers here to offer support. But RJ Cunningham, Trackside Review, take it away, buddy.
I know I like baseball to a point, but I love racing, and I can't wait to get to the racetracks. There's a lot of fans out there ready to go racing, a lot of drivers ready to go racing, a lot of testing and tuning. And this weekend, you're going to see Trackside Review at the Indianapolis Speedrome, and you're also going to see us at Anderson Speedway. Hope the race, the rain stays away long enough so we can get that first sprint car race in, the USAC Sprints at Anderson Speedway. I would go Saturday night to Anderson also, except for the fact that we all want to have a little party at the Speedrome. And then after this weekend, I'm going to be hitting the road, and I'm going to be going to Illinois and Ohio and Kentucky and Michigan. I'm going to cover some racing. I'm going to let some of the local guys handle the tracks there. I know Eldora is kicking off their Prelude to the Dream. So if you've never seen a dirt late model race, that's a great place to go and not only see a dirt late model race, but see all the NASCAR stars. I can't wait to get there to see that. What the NASCAR guys will do, they'll come in and destroy all the backup cars for all the regular dirt late model guys, and then the dirt late model guys will get in there and have a regular show. But Chris, you're here talking about your PR things and so on with motorcycle racing and how your marketing company can help racers and companies in general. And I see you over there, even though you're great big TV, which it didn't work because you went out and played golf today.
Yeah,
if you hadn't played golf today, it would work perfectly.
Yeah.
The minute I walked in the door, I said, "Where's Chris?" And he says, "Well, he's went to Radio Shack." And then, it's 15, 20 minutes later, you're still not here. And I said, "Well, where's Chris?" "Oh, wait a minute. He went to play golf." What? Tell the fans again what you do at your company and the name of your company and exactly what you do in marketing.
We're going through a rebrand ourselves right now, and so we initially started out for about the last 8 years as Speria, and have went through a branding change because we've gotten really driven into the sports market and effectively working a lot with the sports side of what we do, being motocross and supercross, which is a passion for us because that's my partner and I have grown up racing our whole lives, and the motorsports side kind of fell in our lap because we were working with traditional businesses, and all the sports people saw some of the stuff we were doing with that and how we do a lot of personal branding and how we help small to medium businesses really get themselves out there in a branding manner that they've never really seen before. You know, everybody has always heard, use social media, it's there, you need it. But there were never really any really good applications to help you through that process. And so we looked at that and have developed several different applications that can really help drive fans. You know, everybody's like, well, how do you get fans? How do we get out there? And so we've developed applications to help drive fans to your page and engage them and interact. And
yeah, I know Tom has taught me a lot about Facebook and Twitter, and I try to use Twitter every day. And my problem is that I need a personal secretary to do my Twittering for me so I don't drive in Twitter and I don't have to pull off the road in Twitter. But it's very important that, when you look at this, that's free media. I mean,
exactly.
The most successful advertising I've done has cost me thousands of dollars, where Facebook, Twitter, the Internet itself is pennies on the dollar compared to what the normal advertising is. You see a lot of newsprint and everything going away. We've seen National Speed Sport News totally 100% website, and I'm a firm believer in print media. That's why I'm bringing back Trackside Review Magazine in print. It's going to take me a little bit of time, but I want the web to be part of my thing, but I want print because when you see a crash sequence or you see a driver that's, for instance, Justin Allgaier, who runs a Nationwide Series now, which will eventually in a NASCAR Sprint Cup ride. I saw him run when he was 11 and 12 years old. I would like to have a history of seeing that. You can't
Absolutely.
See that on the Internet. You've got motorcycle racers and yourself. You know yourself, your friends and family and people that watch you race when you were younger while you were racing motorcycles. They like a history of that too. And so that's why part of the reason I like that is because of I had Indy 500 yearbooks from Carl Hugness from 1969 to 1996, and, I loved those books. I used to start reading in January, so that's kind of what drove me to bring the magazine out. But what you're doing is a big help for not only racers but companies in general. How do people get a hold of you so that if they need your expertise, they can?
The simple way is to go on Facebook and reach out to us at BRAAP Creative, and that's BRAAP Creative is two words. And all you have to do is go on our site and just start talking to us. And one of us is on there almost 24 hours a day. We've got four guys that just work the Facebook page and talk. And we're like I said, we're going through a branding right now. And BRAAP, the word BRAAP comes from motocross. And it comes from the sound the dirt bike makes. A two-stroke always, you gave it gas and it was brap.
Can you do this while you're playing golf? I'm just curious. Can you still do all the Facebook things?
No, absolutely.
I had people get mad at me because I carried a cell
phone. Bad mount on my pull cart.
No kidding.
Do you play golf, Brian?
Wow. Hey, I tell you what, social media. Hey, while I'm mad at people, I'm also mad at Josh. Because he stole my thunder again. What's this thing you got going on with NASCAR? I want to know. If you're still there, tell me.
Yeah, Josh, break your news here, buddy.
David Sturmey has a new ride with a yet-to-be-named team. He will debut at Richmond. And it is for the rest of the season, and it looks like it will be going forward with this new team. And I cannot, as of yet, release the name because they have not, as of yet, named their race. Hopefully, that's not the news that RJ had. It might have been though.
Oh, okay. Well, you probably have some sort of inside guru thing that you got that from, and I'll have to hang you before I see you the next time because. I didn't get that, so, it's very important that I do get that. But I'm going to let you guys handle that NASCAR stuff. I want to go see the sprint cars and the midgets and the dirt late models and all these Manchester and Salem. And everybody's really starting to race next week. And Statman Steve and I are going to hit the road together this weekend. So, Steve, why don't you grab the microphone there and tell some people what you've read on the Internet and what kind of things is going on.
Okay. Speed Rome, Saturday night, pack the house night. We got two tickets given away tonight. Got to see Lincoln Park's tune test this weekend. Anderson's got sprints on Sunday. Their new late model series are running Saturday night with all the other series. Paragon's got a tune and test for April 10th and a swap meet in the pits only. Season opener would be the 23rd of April. Lincoln Park's opening the 14th, I believe it is. Sportsdrome down there in Louisville got a fan appreciation April 2nd, I believe it is. Autographs, Extreme Racing, their figure eight, front wheel drive, all that stuff. Good deal though, $7. Get in.
Oh, that's a good deal. Okay, where's Soggy Bottom Speedway and Bluegrass Speedway and Spartan Speedway and Eldora Speedway, Lima Speedway, Salem? No, I'm just kidding.
Got Toledo and Flat Rock Speedway up there just north of Toledo. They put on a real good show. They got ARCA coming in, I believe, 15th of May or something like that.
All I know is that I spent the last 4 years going to maybe 12 or 13 races, and this year I'm visiting 52 race shops and I'm visiting 52 race tracks,
cool.
Different tracks. That's going to be my minimum. If you look at the website, there's a guy that's going to try to hit every single USAC event this year. That's a pretty awesome feat.
We're a good friend of me and Tom, Tim Spillman. He's chaplain for Silver Crown. He goes to every Silver Crown race and a lot of sprint races too. He's all of them.
Yeah, he the chaplain's needed at a USAC event.
We're
going to
have him on the show here in May, I think.
Well, the thing about USAC and open wheel racing is. And motorcycle racing is the same way. I mean, what are you doing looking at golf clubs there, Chris? That is not.
That
Chris,
doesn't look
you're
like
really
racing.
You're ticking me off.
This is the fastest hour in radio,
well, I'm
and you're looking
up,
at golf.
I'm quickly signing up for a free club. I'm on Facebook.
Oh, really?
And I saw where I can get a free tailor-made club.
Oh.
So I'm signing up.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah,
that's
don't
fine.
Don't tell RJ.
Okay. You need my email address is rjtrack@yahoo.com. Or rjtrackside@gmail.com. I want you to forward that to me because I'm playing with like 10-year-old Mizuno clubs. And, I need some new
And he's playing with 10-year-olds.
You've been playing all your life.
Oh, I knew you'd chime in there sometime. Well, anyway, I'm really looking forward to this weekend. It looks like we'll at least have one good day of racing. Their opening night.
Should be a packed house.
Yeah. And what is it, UAW night?
UAW
By the way, we still have a couple
house.
More tickets here to give away.
Right.
And we also have dinner for two at O'Charlie's and a free tire rotation.
O'Charlie's at Plainfield.
O'Charlie's at Plainfield.
In Plainfield.
Plainfield. Well,
and
that's
an
all,
A1
that's,
tire on Rockville Road, Lyndhurst, has a free tire rotation.
Yeah, we. Hey, Kevin, since you did such a good job getting the photos to us so fast.
You got to go
everybody
get tickets out.
Hey, guys, look for Kevin's photos about the radio show and racing and Statman Steve and myself. We're going to be showing a lot of photos on the website.
And real quick, Steve, before Kevin goes, passes out those tickets. And, guys, come get your blue tickets because we're going to be giving away a lot of prizes tonight. And Kevin's going to be coming around. But, Kevin, real quick, tell us a little bit about Chaps and what it is that Chaps does and besides making a good cheesecake.
It's my personal chef business that I started up at the beginning of the year. Basically, what I do is I go into somebody's home, whether it's a family or an event I got coming up in Fishers in May. It's a husband and wife, and the husband has said his wife can't cook, and she has admitted that she can't cook. And they want to throw a party for three other couples, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to do the make the food for the party to where all they have to worry about is come in and enjoy the wine that they have or whatever they're going to drink and fellowship with each other. So, you know, anything from your graduation parties to husband and wife works, don't have time to cook, I could come in on a Monday, cook 1 week's worth of meals, leave them behind with the reheating instructions. And when you come home, instead of having to worry about trying to make the meals after working all day, come in, you read my instructions, take 10 minutes to heat it up, and you've got dinner.
Can I read my instructions? Go give out those blue tickets to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, out to the winners, though.
You know, Tom's just upset. Looking at Tom, I don't know. I don't think he's missed out on too many meals. So
we're gonna have a balanced summer cookout, and you're responsible for making the burgers and dogs.
Hey, you know, Tom, they've got a new walkway here in Brownsburg, and it goes all the way from Brownsburg to Claremont. Now, I'm going to go ahead, and I live, you know, within about a quarter mile from there. I think you and I ought to be doing that 3 days a week.
How far is it?
I don't know. I think it's probably about a seven-mile walk.
I get tired driving 7 miles.
You can take $2 bills,
dog.
I'll
bet you do. Yeah. You never did tell me how good I sang here last night. We came in here and had some water last night, and I do that, you know, to relax before racing. You know, I like a lot of racers. The drag racers will come in here at the Quarter Mile Pub on Thursdays to play poker, but they're all on the way to California. They're not here tonight.
He's saying B.J. Thomas's Love of Rainy Night, if that tells you anything.
No.
Who was it?
Eddie Rabbit sang that song.
Oh.
And then,
hey, one thing I did want to say, Anderson Speedway canceled the
USAC?
Last Saturday night, or last Saturday night's Enduro and the Roadsters because it was cold.
Yeah, unfortunately, we get teased every spring, and
right.
Baseball gets teased about that too, but
right.
You know, hey, what baseball is going on? When does the Indians open? I know it's a different segment, but
next Thursday night,
and is that the night when they guarantee that it's...
Guarantee it's going to be 60 degrees or warmer, or they will give you a free ticket to a future game.
Now,
cool.
That is what night?
Next Thursday night.
Well, how can we do that and do the radio show, too? Can we crash the gate after we do the show?
I guess we can try.
Okay, that's nice.
Hey, Josh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, I wanted to find out what you thought about, not to change the subject on the Indians, but this is a racing show. RL race on Sunday. I want to find out what you thought about that.
Hey, Josh, and while you're doing it,
is what I
guys, Josh has a sinus infection with drainage. I don't know really what that means. I don't really want to know what that means. But all I know is he says he's got some drainage and he wants to make his pick. So we'll let him go ahead and answer Steve's question, make his pick so he can hang up and deal with his drainage. Kevin's going to go ahead and pass out those tickets. Do you know how to do that? Keep one.
Josh, that
you
little
give
girl
them
did
one,
pretty
you
good,
keep
didn't
one.
She?
We're giving away some tickets to the Speed Room on Saturday. Steve, we're giving
two
away
tickets
some...
to Old Charlie's in Plainfield and one ticket for free rotation on your tires at A1 Tire at Lyndhurst in Rockville.
Sandman Steve, to work. We're all going to have to...
Go ahead, Josh.
I thought it was a pretty good IRL race. It was good to see Tony Kanaan finish third in his debut race for KB Racing. Simonis B. Silvestro continued to look good. As far as my picks for this weekend go, I'm going to go ahead and pick Justin Allgaier to win the Nationwide race. I'm going to go ahead and pick Jimmy Johnson to win the Sprint Cup Series race. And look forward to seeing Butler win Saturday. I'm sorry I can't stay with you guys longer tonight, but I'll see you guys in person next Thursday night.
All right, Josh, go deal with your drainage.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, do you have my $2 from this past weekend? I won it. I picked the winner last week both times. I want my $2. When I see you, I'll expect
it. Thursday.
Hey, Josh, what did you think of Danica Patrick's performance on the IRL?
She needs to focus on IRL and give up on NASCAR. Go to NASCAR and give up on IRL. I was not impressed.
She's never done very well on the road courses.
No, she never really has, and that's the reason I think she needs to go to NASCAR higher. Well, apparently wants to be the F1 of American race on the road courses, but I look forward to seeing everybody next Thursday night, and y'all have a good rest of the show.
Thank you, Josh. We'll see you.
All right, Josh, go deal with that.
Who do you pick for this weekend?
I haven't even had a chance to do any research.
I don't care.
I'm going to take a bye this week. Ryan Newman.
Ryan Newman? Okay.
Ryan Newman.
All right.
I'm going to go with Kansas. Boy, I tell you.
Brian,
you
who,
can't
who
lose
are your
with
picks
Bush. I don't know why nobody keeps pushing Bush.
Who are your picks,
well,
Chris?
Chris.
I would say the King, but.
Yeah. he doesn't race anymore.
And Chris, don't go away. RJ, I want to talk to Chris a little bit more. Now, I know that you have you've got some pretty good clients. You've got a pretty good portfolio. I want to let you brag a little bit. Go ahead and tell us about some of the pages you've developed and who you've developed them for. And really, you've worked with a lot of big-name people.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. I've made some really good connections over the last couple years now, and working with UPS. Just picked up a really cool client. Noblesville, and they work with children, but they're being a children's school. Who do they need to reach to with social media? The parents. Where are the parents at? They're in social media. You know, it's just an easy platform to reach about everybody. Some of our we have very small clients and we have very large clients. Moto Concepts out of Spokane, Washington is one of our large clients. We do all sorts of marketing. It's a race team, and they actually have a professional supercross and motocross team, and they travel the country racing.
I have a question, Chris. Since you deal with racers, I've run across some of the local race shops that think they can only deal with a certain amount of clientele in the local area. How do you run across that same problem when it comes to motorcyclists? I mean, are they interested in shipping and getting all their products out to more than just one particular, say, 150-mile radius? Or
I think what I find a lot are the local shops in a small area, because there are some real powerhouses out there that cover the broader online services, and so it makes it hard for the small businesses to try to compete in that realm. But it's more about the strength of a relationship with your client, and that's what, as far as social media goes, it's a great way to have a relationship with a client without seeing them face-to-face all the time.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I ran across one of the race car shops here about a week ago, and he says he's got, 90% of his business comes from local people, and they'll contact the big-name shops, but the people on the switchboard don't know what they really need, so he's trying to compete with that. But he says he's computer illiterate, but yet he can buy stock over the Internet. And, which I do too, very limited, I might add. But, I figure if you can do that, you should be able to get yourself a good website. And
one of the things that it's hard to explain to a business owner, because they need to, a business owner, they almost become a professional bookkeeper. They become a professional web designer. They become a social media, And their job should be running and promoting their business.
Correct.
That's why you hire a good bookkeeper, you hire a good lawyer, you hire a good social media guy, and let them take care of promoting or fixing your numbers,
Right.
And when the business owner starts getting involved in promoting his business and trying to, with the social media and all those other avenues, they lose focus on what they're really doing in their business.
Right. Okay. Well, I look forward to talking to you at length later on, but I prefer to talk on the golf course.
Yeah.
And, I haven't played for 2 years, and you sound like you've only played for 3 years. I think it should be very interesting. Now, I probably want to bring my son, who's the golf coach at Pike High School, and he'll be my ringer. I think that'll be really good. So anyway, but I do appreciate you coming over here, and I wish I would have seen the big screen. I can see you, me personally, I can see you working on Facebook and doing all kinds of stuff over there, but
I'll show you. I'll talk the power of Facebook real quick. As a company, we are doing a rebranding right now, as I said, and we're with Brap Creative, and so we made some hats, and that's getting a lot of recognition. But
can I get a hat?
Absolutely.
I tell you what, I have. You can ask my wife. I have more hats, and so I need another hat.
Absolutely. So we just posted a picture of our brand new hats about 10 minutes ago on Facebook, and I've already got over 30 comments of people wanting to buy the hat right on our page.
We need a slogan for Trackside Review. I can't come up with a good one, and we need hats for Trackside Review and shirts, and I want to get that stuff out. I want to get that stuff out,
yeah.
You know.
And coming soon is the Brian Scott dance hat.
As a marketing firm.
And that what you said you do, a dance
hat. That's part of what we do.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I barely get up off of this chair. Much less dance.
I tried to get you to go in a race car. I can get you in a race car. Dirt late model with Mike Buscelli down in Southern Indiana.
Yeah.
You know, Trackside Review sponsor you. You get in there.
There you go.
And run a few laps. That'll be fun. I'll turn you. You'll go away from baseball. And
I
you'll
think
go
me and
strictly
you would have
racing.
The same problem. They'd have to get us in and get a can opener to get us out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to admit, the first time I drove the race car, Mike said, RJ, when you go in the corner, if you want to hit that brake and then power slide that car, I said, Mike, I didn't even hit the brake. I didn't touch the brake. All 30 laps, I did not touch the brake.
Keep in mind, he was on those little putt-putt golf course go-karts.
7.8 mile an hour.
This
track
is a 750 horsepower dirt late model, buddy, let me tell you. All I did was kind of wait for the first five guys to crash out, and then, you know, I finished in the money. Hey, I was happy with that.
Castles, the go-kart course right by my house.
I've been there. As a matter of fact, that magazine right there, even though it's an older issue, I've got an article about that go-kart track in that magazine, and I witnessed Mark Dismore in person crash at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I wanted to do that article on that racetrack because of what he went through and how he rebuilt his body.
They let us put street tires on our dirt bikes and lay them sideways on there.
I'm gonna take a time. I didn't know when I got to started talking to Chris, I realized he was from Newcastle, and I spent a lot of childhood years there. I actually played Little League Baseball out there by Baker Park, which is where you grew up right there.
Right.
My family's all from Newcastle, and I spent a lot of years in Newcastle riding my bike. Newcastle's the kind of town that you can live in and be home by the time the streetlights come on. That was the rule, be home by the time the streetlights come on. So. Newcastle's a great little community.
I personally lived right across the street from the Baker Pool. Then when it was open.
You know, my dad tells a story about when he was a kid. Now, remember, this was back in the 50s, where he got in trouble for looking out at Baker Park with his binoculars.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm just saying. There's a lot that goes on in Newcastle.
Hey. I remember going to a band contest with my son out there.
Remember that one time at band camp where...
I wasn't in band, but I discovered that my son did better... in certain areas, being a band member than I did as a bench warmer on basketball and a starter in football.
Now, Chris, I know you're a big motocross guy, and I know that you follow a lot of motocross teams. Now, what I'd like to do is just pick your brain, and I know that RJ wants to pick your brain a little bit about motocross. It doesn't quite get a lot of the publicity that a lot of the other types of racing do.
Bull
so,
crap, they had 40,000 people at the Lucas. 70,000.
What
was that you were saying earlier? We're not.
That's right. It's one of the few events that completely sells out the stadium.
Right. All right, well, let me put it this way. I don't know a lot about motocross, so I'm just going to assume that there might be other people out there that don't know a lot about motocross. We know that it's motorcycles or sickle racing, as some people might call it.
Do we have whips?
But what I would like to do, really seriously, on a serious note, I would like for you to break down a little bit about motocross, what it is, and why you have such a passion for motocross racing.
Growing up and riding, I've done lots of different sports, a lot of different activities, and people go to Kings Island to ride a roller coaster, and they get it for about 30 seconds. You know, that feeling of being out there and hanging out, and get a dirt bike, and you can do it as long as you want. You know, you can jump huge jumps. You can get yourself 40 feet in the air, jump over 150-foot long jumps.
I'm just curious, how many broken bones have you had?
I've broken a collarbone. I started racing at 3 years old.
Oh, my God.
But I do have friends that have been paralyzed. Riding within your limits, you know, and knowing your limits and having a little intelligence along with twisting the grip, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. So did you race professionally yourself? Or?
No, I did not. I... I was, I guess you'd call a weekend warrior, except I, a little more than that, I would ride about 5 days a week.
Yeah, I grew up next door to a guy that used to run, I guess the beginnings of motocross, when they get a bunch of bikers in front of a woods, yep. And they would run a race through the woods, and whoever would get on the other side first would be the winner.
Yeah,
and
scramble.
Scramble races. And then his buddy, Harold Lyons, was running the flat track races, and I remember watching him when I was a kid. He won a ABC Wide World of Sports flat track event at the fairgrounds, and said if he won it, he was going to pull a wheelie all the way around the track, and it was on ABC's Wide World of Sports. And he ran at Westway Park when I was a kid. He ran a Studebaker Lark and an Eagle, with the only Studebaker that ran out there. And, man, that car was always sweet.
Right.
And so, anyway, I met him, and, you know.
Nowadays, with the cities as big as they are, motocross is a very hidden sport. All the guys can't trout. You wouldn't be surprised at how many guys have bikes around here, but you don't see it because we haul them in trailers and in vans, so people don't see them and steal them. We keep everything hidden. The tracks have to be out in the middle of nowhere so the noise and dust doesn't bother people, and so it's a very hidden sport. But if you were to go to a local race, if you know where a track is, you'll find between 300 to 500 guys there racing on a weekend.
Yeah, there was a I met a photographer that was doing some photo work for those guys, so.
Well, we've got about 29 minutes left in Trackside Review Radio Style. Make sure you give us a call if you got a question for Chris, Statman Steve, or RJ, 917-889-8516. And you can certainly post comments on our Facebook page or The Balance. And I know that, RJ, you're in the process of getting a Facebook page up and running. Chris, we know you have a Facebook page. How do they find you on Facebook?
They go to BRAP Creative, B-R-A-A-P, Creative. And just send us a message on there and let us know what you need, and we'll help you out.
And we'll have a link posted probably tomorrow on the Balance website and, of course, the Balance fan page as well. Now, Kevin, did you get all the tickets passed out? All right, guys. We're going to be giving away some tickets here. We're going to let Chris draw for the awards. And when he draws it, just go find the winner and bring them back here. They have to come back here to this table, okay?
Hey, another thing, too. I put about $1,000 or $1,500 in my mini truck. I refuse to call it a minivan. And I put my seats out of the storage unit. And when I go to the racetracks, hey, you can tag along with me if you want to go. But if you want to see some great racing at Eldora, Salem, Winchester, Anderson, Terre Haute Action Track, Vermilion County Speedway on a Sunday night for a great, one of the most fantastic UMP modified racetracks. I'm going to go all over, and I don't like driving alone, and I think I've got room for about six, one, two, three, four, six comfortably besides myself, and carpooling is where it's at, and believe me, the van runs nice, and it's got a nice air conditioner now. And so, anyway, I'm going to be going. So if any fans want to go and they want to tag along, let's do it. So
right, RJ, one thing I wanted to point out that we talked about last week on the show is starting next week, I believe, we're going to have that little kitty out there where people can just drop money in for the drivers, and we're going to...
Right. As a matter of fact, if we can get things rolling, version, which is the paid version of the site as well, and a couple of reasons for that. Number one, the whole reason I created Trackside Review Magazine was to create more money for the short track racers that go to the races so that the fans can actually participate in buying their pit passes and so on. So that's why the online version exists. That's why the print version exists. Originally, I had no intentions of making a magazine. I was just looking for sponsors for racers. And I discovered that it's better if I have a way to put them in print and now put them on the web and put them on radio. So when a sponsor or potential sponsor gets involved with Trackside Review, they can potentially get on all of it. So anyway, the online version will be there. The blogs and my writers will be there so we can split the money with the race drivers. So I'm going to give away about 100 driver subscriptions in the next 45. Anyway, I don't know what we're doing over here. We're all scribbling notes and all this stuff. So
I think we got our winners. Kevin's going to go find the winners and bring them back here, guys. We got our winning tickets, and we're going to bring them back here, and we'll talk a little bit more. Now, we want to make sure we give Chris ample amount of time to talk about his business and what it is that you do. So I'm going to give you like 5 minutes. Just tell us what it is that you do, and we're not going to give you any interruptions or ask you anything. Just take 5 minutes and tell us what it is that you do, and use your 5 minutes however you want to use it. I yield the floor to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Well, in social media, as I said, a lot of companies hear that they need to be using social media, and they get into it, and I see it all the time. They open a Facebook page, and it just kind of sits there, and they're like, well, why aren't people becoming fans of my page? You know, why aren't they engaging and acting and asking questions? As a web design firm and a marketing firm combined, like I said, my partner's over 30 years of marketing. He's worked for companies like Red Bull and Hallmark gift cards, Ashland Oil. So he's got a lot of experience in the marketing business. And so we took that and combined it in with using it with social media, and we developed some applications. One of the things that we're doing is we're building full live websites right on Facebook with content management where you can sell your products and market them where the people are. Almost two-thirds of the nation is on Facebook now, and people are always looking to advertise where the people are. As you said earlier, Facebook is a free platform. And so we're teaching our clients to take advantage of that free platform where the people are and really market it. So we build these websites on there, so when people come to your page, there's content there for the, to engage them. So they're going to obviously click the like button, which is the main goal in Facebook, so that you can remarket to them with that ability to have that relationship. It's relationship-based marketing. And as we help grow fan bases by running contests, giveaways, and doing that on a structured basis with real rules, so that somebody can't say, well, I should have won that. We go and show them the rules and how it was ran, if that's questioned, so that you're just not giving away little things, but really, say you want to give an iPad away, you look at channel Fox 59's been giving away 5 iPads, and the reason they do that is to grow a fan base so they have people to market to and promote to. And then the other thing that we do is we do some serious blogging, and not just in the social media realm, but also to use it to really drive it through all of the networks, all of the search engines, and that's a product we're just launching right now and beta testing with a few companies. So, it just gives you the ability to really take advantage of that social media platform. We have had some major successes. We helped a company really grow, a company hired gloves. They make a pair of winter gloves that's lined with silver, and you're able to work your phone or your iPad on it with those gloves on, and they're just an incredible product. And we helped that company grow by the end of the year and reach their numbers of selling their product, and I believe maybe they even went over their numbers as a launching company in 3 months. And we use social media to help drive that and get them into a lot of different media feeds, and they ended up in reaching out into several different countries just because of the social media, a place that in 10 years ago would have cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to go market your product and even get it to think about being in other countries.
Okay. Kevin, you want to bring that mic over here a little bit?
One other thing, too. I know a development company that could probably use your expertise, too. So, hey, we've got our winners here. I guess we're going to talk to somebody. Some people.
Hey, Kevin, you're going to have to hold the mic to them. Who's got ticket 352? That would be you. What's your name?
Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly. That sounds very radio-like. Chris Kelly. Well, Chris, this is the Balance Radio Show, or National Radio Show, as well as Trackside Review Online. Thank you for coming out. Are you a baseball fan? I see you're wearing a hockey jersey, so I'm just curious.
Love the Reds.
Who loves the Reds? Who doesn't love the Reds tonight? Brian Scott's a big Reds fan as well. The Reds won today. Are you one of these people that think Pete Rose should be back in baseball?
Oh, I do.
I think a lot.
I do too. He's not a Reds fan, so why would he think that? Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what I want you to do, I'm going to, Steve, if you, I don't know if there's any special instructions for these, but you won a free tire rotation from A1 Tire. And Steve will give you any special instructions on that. We thank you for coming out. We'll be here every Thursday night.
All
Thanks
right.
a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank
sir.
You. Winner number one.
Winner number one.
Winner number one.
Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly.
Who's
and
got
winner
three,
number two.
Who's got 358?
358. Chicken number 358. 358.
The young lady in gray.
I see you got your pull tabs there. Do
yeah.
you have a winner there too?
No.
No?
So you're
oh, well.
Just you're just donating to the cause.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
What do we got here?
Now what's your name?
Linda.
Linda.
Mm-hmm. Bo Hall.
Linda we're just
no.
on a roll tonight.
Bo Hall.
Bo
Hall.
She said Mohawk. Linda Mohawk. Linda Bohaw.
Yes.
Is that a what's the heritage behind Bohaw? Is that
I don't
a
know.
German?
Do
we
know? I don't know. German, I think.
You
German?
Think?
I think. Sounds
okay.
good.
Okay.
Dankeschön. That's the only word. That,
Linda Bohaw.
Thank you. I think.
Well, let's go sports talk show. It's baseball opening day. Are you a baseball fan?
No.
Okay.
Are you a Rays fan?
So you're not a Reds
yes,
fan.
Yes, a Rays fan.
She's not a Reds fan. So there. That's good. So you are a Rays fan then.
Yes.
Well, that's good because if not, you're going to be after Saturday night. You won two tickets to the Speedrome.
This is UAW night, and it should be a very action-packed night too.
Out at the Speedrome here in Indianapolis.
The first night of any racing event is usually a nice crash fest because the drivers. It's like, you know, in the wintertime, the first snow comes along and people forget how to drive in snow. And in the springtime, the first rain comes along and people forget to drive in the rain. Well, in a racetrack, the first race of the season, they seem to forget how to drive a race car as well. So you'll see some action, believe me.
So
you'll see us out there, too.
What's your favorite race series?
Oh, 500.
No, so
cool.
IndyCar?
Cool.
Who's
yeah,
your,
oh, yeah.
Who's your
and
IndyCar?
Well, this Kittley's not the Kittley that we knew when we were kids. They've really upgraded the facility. They're starting to put some money in that place now, and the equipment that runs out there is top notch. The late models, I'm telling you, they're $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 race cars now. So.
Well, then it's different.
Yeah,
it's different.
Different.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. And I guess this would be ticket number 360. What's your name, sir?
Larry Lewis.
Okay, Larry, I see you're an IU fan.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Even now?
Even now?
Even now.
Are you rooting for Butler in the Final Four, though?
I sure am.
Okay, are you a baseball fan?
Yeah, but Yankees.
Are you a Yankees fan?
Always have been.
Well, I tell you what, sometimes the Yankees got... So that's the first one for tonight. And one of our co-hosts not here tonight was on earlier. He's a big Red Sox fan. You don't like the Red Sox, do you?
They're all right. I like the Yankees better.
Do you like racing? Are you a race fan as well? 500, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Well, this is The Balance. Thanks for stopping by. We're a national radio sports talk show. So glad that you could join us. You have won a dinner at Old Charlie's in
Plainfield.
Well, Statman Steve, you could take two dinner entrees. I guess, I don't know, Statman Steve will explain that to you there.
Anyway, you want dinner at O'Charlie's for two people.
If I read that correctly,
that's a good dinner.
That's a good dinner.
Their bread is fantastic.
My son used to do this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he worked for ZPL and ENS.
Is that before his brain surgery or after?
Before.
What? Do you guys remember a local radio station here in town called WNAP, the Buzzard?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I remember that station. Yeah, you know,
I used to work for GPL
back in the years myself as well. But I always remembered that they always had the Buzzard. 93 WNAP, the Buzzard. I wonder if there's any old. I bet you there is somewhere.
Robbie got out of here because that's where he was from.
Is that where he's from? He's from WNAP? Wow.
Enjoy your dinner at
O'Charlie's. Enjoy your dinner. Thanks,
Rick. That's O'Charlie's in Plainfield, correct?
Okay.
Camby.
Where?
Camby.
Camby. Camby. Where's that at? Oh, I know where that is. Yeah,
South
37
there.
Hey, it's worth it. I mean, that's the $30 deal there, buddy.
Yeah.
It's worth every penny you drive over there.
Well, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Well, same to you guys.
Did you do okay in poker?
I'm still in.
Are you really?
Yeah,
I guess that's okay.
That's a good sign. So we'll let you get back to winning some money there.
Thank you.
Thank you much. Thanks for coming out.
All right.
Hey, where are we here?
We've got 15 minutes left in Trackside Review Radio Style.
Do you have my $2?
I don't have $2. Well, I don't carry cash. I'm a debit card
kind of
guy.
Yeah, I know. Well, you bought my water last night, and, you know, I guess we're even. I want my... Oh, well, whatever. I'm
just
kidding.
Well, I'll tell you what. Redneck from Philly, do you have any racing comments for this week? You going down the speed room with us this weekend.
How many of us are going?
I think there's
one, two, three, four.
How many of us are going, Statman Steve?
Statman Steve. Five.
Not a fat man.
My
Steve.
Son's going too, but he's going with all his buddies.
Cool. That's not Dad,
his friends.
Dad's not one of the buddies.
Dad's not his friend anymore. He's 24 years old.
No, yeah.
I met your son. He's a pretty
big
boy.
6'6", 290 pounds.
Let me tell you what, the word corn fed comes to mind.
Hey, yeah. As long as he likes racing, that's all I care about.
Tom had to look up to him.
6'6", yeah, that's a big man, I'm telling you.
Hey,
guys.
He ate me out of house and home and school, believe me. He could put away the chow.
Now, I know we've got some listeners out in Australia and New Zealand, at least for the website itself. So, any of you guys want to drop us a line? Trackside@gmail.com, rjtrack@yahoo.com, rjtrackatlive.com. And Tom's redoing my Facebook page. He wants it Trackside Review instead of RJ Cunningham. But you can go to RJ Cunningham right now, or you can look at tracksidereview.com. And I think you can see that on Facebook too. But I really. You know, I'm Twittering and I'm frittering and I'm Facebooking, but Chris and Tom, I'm going to let them handle that ball game. I'm going to go to the racetracks and watch some races, and that's what I'm going to do.
Some sounds like you got the better end of that.
That's
deal.
What I'm
I
saying.
Do. Yeah. I do, and I'm telling you, when you go to a racetrack and you see a sprint car flip through the air five times,
oh,
and
especially
then hit,
on dirt. Oh, there's nothing
I'm telling
like sprint
you guys,
cars on
you
dirt.
Don't know what you're missing. And there's
you know,
a reason
that's
the
about
Tony
the only thing I don't mind about racing is they can sit there and run around and crash, and where else am I going to see a 15-car pileup?
Well, that's true.
But I'm the abnormal one. I go to races to watch the races. I don't like to see wrecks. When I see a wreck, I see dollar signs. Because
I do, too.
All these guys out there, they come to the racetrack on Saturday night, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they work on their cars, they fix their cars out of their own pocket, and then they go back in on Saturday night and try to do it all over again.
That's right. And they'll work 8 to 5 or 8 to 6.
Oh, yeah, at least 5
days
a week.
And then they'll go in the shop until midnight.
Right.
4 nights a week, 5 nights a week, just to get ready.
Now,
Chris, I'm just curious, how much is in the gentleman that you represent, what was his name again?
Ryan Sipes.
How much did he have in his motorcycle and gear, do you estimate?
I would say more of the value in the bike is actual mechanic time, because every little part, just like on a car, is spec'd out to be the best it can be. I mean, you think they do stuff to the race cars? You wouldn't believe. A pro bike got stolen last year. I think they estimated the value at about $200,000 for a dirt
My
bike.
My gosh.
But you would say 50% of that comes out of time they had in it working on it.
Now, I wouldn't mind doing a piece on, as I said earlier, I'm going to be visiting 52 race car shops. I wouldn't mind going to a professional bike shop in town and doing a piece on them, but I need somebody with your expertise on that too. So.
Love to
I mean,
help.
I really, you know, I want it all racing. As long as it's racing, I mean, I'll tolerate baseball and all that other stuff the first hour. But, no, I like that, too. But, I mean, you got to pick and choose what you want, you know?
I like it when I have to bring my own.
Right. Well, you know, I'm still mad at you for playing golf. We're going to have to hit the golf course. I've made up my mind I'm going to play golf. I like to play golf during the week, though, not on the weekends, because there's too many people out there on the weekends. And
you can get tired of hearing playthrough.
Yeah. Man, I like to go, man. I just like to play. That may be why I make 36 putts a round instead of 28, which I think is the average for the pro guys.
You know, RJ, one thing I wanted to bring up is the fact that I know I kind of harped on this last week, but does NASCAR own an Atlas? They sent them to Bristol, to California, to Martinsville, Virginia. Now, come on.
Well, here's
the reason
they do that.
Cost,
here's the reason they do that, and this is why they do that. If they go to, let's say, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway,
right,
and I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars, if they were to run a race in Indianapolis and then at Michigan the very next weekend, there are some people that would like to go to Michigan and Indianapolis within the same context of the year, or this year, down to Kentucky.
Right.
They cannot do that because they have to be able to save their money.
But yeah, but making
you're concerned
trips
about the team
to the West Coast inside 3-4 weeks.
You're thinking about the team owners and things like
right.
that instead of the
well,
fans. I'm
think
thinking
about
the fans.
The fans, yeah, but I'm sure, yeah, like you said, they have to save up their money to go to the race just like
right.
we do.
Right.
But what I'm saying is there has to be a better schedule than making 4 trips to the West Coast inside 5 weeks.
Well, I just don't – I don't see how they can do it because they're going to lower – I mean, it would cost them 20, 30, 40,000 fans at a race.
You know, how many of these West Coast trips are strictly, much like we talk about baseball, weather-related?
That's right.
I mean, you're not yeah. going to – if you look at going East Coast, even southern states in early spring, it's wet. I mean,
right.
you go out west, you're at least, you know, fairly dry. I mean, the Dodgers and Giants are playing. It's 80 degrees and sunny today.
Yeah,
why aren't we out there?
Huh?
Why aren't we out there?
Ask
you're the baseball
man.
Guy. You should
well,
be getting
a – Then I guess I'm wrong, and I won't bring
right
it up
here.
Again.
That's
but,
right.
But like I said, I just feel like – I just feel like you're spending a lot of money in 5 weeks. You can spread those races out over a 3-month period.
Well, sponsorship commitments have a lot to do with that,
that's
too.
That's true, too. Right.
I mean, you know, you've got your marketing gurus. Chris, you're a marketing guru, you know. I'm just saying that how many events do you go to? How many motocross events do you get to go to during the course of the year?
Well, over the years, I've always spent so much time racing myself that I only generally go to 2 or 3 pro events myself because I'm also racing. I'll go race on the weekend and myself, so it takes a lot of time away from all my other activities. I think the most, I've been to 10 events in 1 year, about 5 supercrosses and 5 motocrosses spread out through the year.
What kind of bike do you ride yourself?
The last couple of years I've been riding a Honda 450. Yeah.
Honda.
Big boys.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, guys. I wish I was younger.
Yeah.
I want to
know. It's like driving a dragster. It's like driving a dragster. It's a 60 horse with 200 pounds.
What I want to know, do chicks really dig motorcycle?
Well, it sure seems like it. You look around the podium, and it's all the most beautiful women you could ever find.
Yeah, well,
I'm in the wrong business. Radio never. Well, I have a beautiful wife. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, well,
there's a reason why we're in radio.
That's right. There is
otherwise
a very good reason.
Otherwise, we'd be on TV.
I don't know what my wife saw in me because it's. I mean, like I said, she's a Cub fan. I'm a Steve. You know my wife. Y'all know my wife. Well, Chris, you don't know my wife. That's sad.
I don't know
everybody
wife.
Knows my wife.
I don't know your wife,
Brian. You know.
Although I think I'm going to get to know her a lot. I mean,
that sounds bad.
No,
I mean,
that's because she's going to keep us from spending what little money we make.
That's
I
right.
think.
That's right. But
wait a minute, he makes.
That's right. You, Steve, have met my wife.
Yes,
Kevin,
I
of
have.
Course, she's
very
met my
lovely.
Wife. I don't know. She's far better than what I deserve. So
I could agree with that.
At
yeah.
least you finally are speaking the truth.
I took you
all night, but you know you're finally speaking the truth.
I will take myself out of the equation, but. The motorcycle, the babes. I mean, they do.
All the races.
You seen NASCAR drivers' wives?
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know how any of the wives.
I think it's the money. It's just the money.
Yeah, it must be the money.
I don't know. There's fun on the road, too, you know.
I mean, look at Brooke Gordon. I mean, I thought Brooke Gordon was beautiful, but have you seen Gordon's new wife? She's 10 times better.
What's his
name? I've
been
on Jeff Gordon's old yacht.
What's his name?
Yeah, yeah. What, Race Gilman owns it now.
That doesn't surprise me.
That was fun.
Is there anything Race Gilman doesn't own in any?
Yeah, but Race Gilman has helped a lot of racers, too.
That's true.
And as a matter of fact, there's another article about Race Gilman in one of the magazines down here. I really grew to like that guy a lot. Unfortunately, the guy that I met to go to the racing venues to sell the helmets and driving gloves and suits, Harley Marshall, passed away this winter.
Hate to see him go, but, you know, he taught me a lot in racing and from New Hampshire. Said, RJ, racing thing, if you just keep your head on straight. So I will miss him, but he taught me a lot. He taught me how to flag races. As long as I don't have to count, I do okay. I mean, I got the flair and everything, but I just can't count. So, you know, somebody else has got to count for me, but I'm a good flagman. So.
Well, you usually listen to race control when they tell you. At
$125 a night.
You usually listen to race control. They'll tell you who to flag.
Yeah, I know. Well, Harley used to say, I don't want to be in control of this. If it's not my racetrack, I'm not doing it. You know, you let me have the race cars, and I will let you know when there's a yellow. So, and he was adamant, boy. He'd walk off the flagstand.
All right, guys, we got about 5 minutes left here on the show. So glad that you could join us out here at the Quarter Mile in Brownsburg. Give us a call in the last few minutes here, 917-889-8516. You can also send us a Facebook post on The Balance and, of course, Trackside Review. And TheBalance.com. Go ahead and
At Yahoo.com.
StatmanSteve@Yahoo.com. Brian, do you have a website? Just your Facebook, right? Brian Scott.
Yeah, just Facebook.
Just normal Facebook, Brian Scott.
Well, no wonder you're not a highly paid, talented announcer.
You can reach me at Brian@XRBRadio.com.
There you go. Brian,
okay, there you go.
And, Chris, real quick, can you give everybody your website information and contact information again?
Yeah, they can go to BrapCreative.com or go on Facebook and go to Brap Creative, BRAAP Creative, and just reach out to us. And we love to work with small businesses and help them grow their social media and help them. Our whole goal with social media is to put the business in front of other people. Instead of having a website and waiting for somebody to come search you out, our goal is to put you out in front of people and grow your presence through all the different search engines and social media, not just using social media, but we take care of the whole platform and give people the entertainment on Facebook, so when they come there, to grow a relationship and get to know them and hopefully create business in that process.
And Chaps, Kevin, real quick, you want to give us some information on Chaps? And that's not the stuff you wear on Friday nights.
No, right?
So let's make that clear. That's not how you came up with that name.
No, it's not the Chaps. I have Facebook, and you can look up under Chaps Personal Chef Service. Also, you could go to chapspersonalchef.com and contact me there. Phone number 317-979-4202.
And we want to thank Quarter Mile Pub for letting us come out here every Thursday night. Guys, a little programming note. Beginning next week, we're going to be doing tape delayed show for XRB Radio, and it'll be condensed into an hour and edited down and played back on Saturday mornings on XRB Radio, a half hour of The Balance, really kind of a highlights of The Balance and a highlights of Trackside Review. XRB Radio, and Brian Scott, we appreciate you coming out. You're always welcome here. Really, I want to tell
Kill
you how much we appreciate
Kill him and
the
take
help
his equipment
done.
Before he goes.
That's right.
Somebody else. No,
actually, he could leave it. We wouldn't mind if he left it.
That's right. I
he
think
gave
RJ
us a,
and
gave
I.
Us a wish list that
yeah,
we.
That's right. RJ and I are going shopping here very soon.
Santa.
But we do appreciate everybody coming out. We got 2 minutes left. RJ Cunningham, take us out through the 2-minute warning here on Trackside Review. Again, you can find us on TracksideReview.com. You can also find us on The Balance, www.TheBalanceOnline.com. And also, Marquee Solutions is a – I'm going to push my company for a little bit. Can I do that? Marquee Solutions, what we do is we help you guys – develop your business, your marketing plan. We help you kind of pinpoint who your customers are, help design your website, and help social media as well. RJ, what's going on this weekend? 1 minute.
Okay, we're going to go to the Speedrome first, then we're going to go to Anderson Speedway second. We're going to look
no
for
rain.
Pray no rain for Saturday or Sunday, and then we're going to see some great racing, and then next week. We're going to split up and go to Gas City and
Bloomington, isn't it?
Bloomington.
Bloomington.
So you and
Friday
I will
night.
Have to split up. That's okay, though. We're going to have articles.
It doesn't
both.
Matter, Gas City or Speedway. Wherever
I know, it's
go.
All
I'll
good.
Go anywhere.
It'll be dirt, man.
As long
start
as racing,
racing,
I'll go. That's right.
Hey.
Fastest
hey,
hour
man.
In racing.
Just keep plugging away with us and We'd like to see your comments. We're growing, guys. We're growing fast. We got to get some guests for next week. How about that?
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you? That's all, folks.